I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org.
Stardate, January 26th. For the casual sky watcher, Camelopardalis, the giraffe, is a dud. Only a few of its stars are visible to the unaided eye, and you need dark skies to see even those. With binoculars, though, you can pick out some nice sights within the giraffe's borders. One example is Kimball's Cascade, a string of about 20 stars along the giraffe's neck. The stars aren't related, they just happen to line up in the same direction. Near one end of the cascade, though, is a group of several dozen stars that are related. The star cluster, NGC 1502, it's high above Polaris, the North Star, in mid-evening. The cluster is a few thousand light-years away, but the exact distance is uncertain. The cluster's age is uncertain, too, although it's probably only a few million years. One clue to its age is the types of stars it contains. Many of the stars of NGC 1502 are much bigger, brighter, and hotter than the Sun. Such stars live no more than a few tens of millions of years, compared to billions of years for stars like the Sun. Since quite a few of these stars are still around, the cluster can't be very old. The brightest member of the cluster is called SC Cam. It's a family of six stars split into three tight pairs. Two of the pairs huddle close together, while the third is much farther out. SC Cam helps make the cluster worth looking for, in a constellation that's a little short of sky-watching wonders. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.